When I have a second to just kind of relax after Frank's self-injurious behavior, I try to calm down, lower my energy, and one of the things that I was writing down was some positive affirmations. And this is just anybody for mom, dad, grandma, grandpa, but just kind of rehearsing these positive affirmations when I have a chance, even if it's like 2 minutes a day. And I'll just read just a few of them. I am a loving mom. I am a loving dad. I am the best parent for the job. I am a special parent who provides the best care for my child. Today, I will focus on being patient with my child. I take pride in being the best parent for my child. I lower my energy. I am calm. I am calm when my child gets frustrated. I will remain calm when my child is upset. I will show love and support for my child. I am patient, calm, and caring. I will hug and kiss my child. I will focus on loving myself today. Today, I am becoming a stronger person. I feel my child's heartbeat. I have an attitude of gratitude. I show gratitude. Today, I am a good person and I do my best to stay calm. Today, I will hold my child and tell him or her that I love them. So those are just a few of the positive affirmations that I'll either say like in the early morning before everything goes crazy, or at night before I go to bed when it's quiet time, the kids are in bed, Frank's in bed, his brother's in bed, and I can just kind of reflect. Sometimes I'll say it out loud, sometimes I'll just say it in my mind, and I'll just kind of repeat it just for a few minutes, just to kind of help calm my energy. So hopefully that this will help you as well. There's one thing that stands out between being a parent of a neurotypical child and a parent of a special needs child who has autism, regardless of where they're at on the spectrum. Our child is more on the severe side. And so one of the things that you kind of have to be adaptable to is these transitions, right? So what is a transition? A transition is, for instance, when your child's getting ready to get on the bus and get ready for school. So waking up and coming down the stairs, that's a transition. Going from the stairs to the bathroom to poop or go to the toilet, that's another transition. Changing your shirt is a transition. Every little thing you can think of that you may not even think of because you may take it for granted or you just don't think about it. Putting on your socks, not putting on socks and the shoes, putting on the socks. Second transition is putting on the shoes. That's the second transition. Walking to the front door is the next transition. Going from the door 2 steps down, like in our front porch, with 2 steps down before we get, you know, outside is another transition. Walking down the driveway is another transition. Then getting up the steps onto the bus is another transition. So by the time you're getting ready for school and you go all the way to the bus, you've got over 7 transitions. And with an autistic child, it's just every single little transition can cause anxiety. And with anxiety, for instance, for Frank, it causes screaming, it causes head hitting, wall banging, arm throwing, slapping, anything that you can think of. It's noisy. In other words, it's very noisy. I would say transitions is probably one of the hardest things that my husband Adam and I have had to work through because, you know, 10 years ago when I thought I had kids, this is nowhere near what I thought, which is rewarding, but it's super challenging. Nobody teaches this. You're not going to read a book that's going to give you the best advice. Going to, you know, a psychiatrist or a psychologist is not going to help you. Being the parent is what's going to help you. Having support groups of people who are going through the exact same thing you're going through is what's going to get you through it. Because only you know best. You're the parent. You're with it 24/7. You see it every day. And you're the one that's going to know, okay, I'm the one that has to adapt to this. I have to be patient. I have to lower my anxiety. I have to calm my energy. And that is super, super hard. It's not easy. And even for kids who don't have autism, have trouble with transitions as well. It's just one thing I've definitely had to learn being a parent. That's probably one of the biggest challenges, I would definitely say, is these transitions, however big or how small they are.